Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. I have no doubt at all that we all aim to be loving people. So I wonder how accurately this list of love's attributes describes you. I suspect that the truth is that we all find this list somewhat painful. Yes, we would love to be like this, but then things happen, life breaks out. We get tired, we feel frustrated, people annoy us, we end up being anything but loving. What we need to realise is that the perfect love that's being described here is a picture of God himself. There's no way in which we're going to be able to love like this without God's help. We need the Holy Spirit to fill us and to give us the strength to be loving in every situation. The Greek word for love that's used in this passage is agape. It's the kind of love that keeps loving whatever happens. This is the love that God has for us. He loves us because he loves us, and he'll keep on loving us whatever we do. It was the love that the father had in the parable of the prodigal son. The son had treated his father so badly that he deserved to be severely punished. But the father couldn't stop loving his wayward son. Every day he would stare at the horizon, hoping that this might be the day of his son's return. And when his son did return, nothing could suppress the father's joy. He rushed to greet his son and welcome him back home. That's agape love. And it's the love that God has for us, undeserving as we undoubtedly are. May all of our efforts today be full of love. But let's not try to do it by ourselves, in our own strength. We'll need God's help, the help of his Holy Spirit. So let me ask you a question. In what situations are you particularly aware of your need for God to help you to be more loving? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the perfect love that you've shown to us. Help us today to allow your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and direct us as we seek to pass on your love to others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.